Welcome everybody. Shiur number 1449. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Deliv Ben Rabban Zisa. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. Lirafur Shalema Rifol Avraham Nisanel Ben Masha Liba Shtak Avrafur Shalema B'Sarich Shachol Yisrael. Getting back to the halachas of Hachana L'Chayil. Okay, we are trying to finish up a little bit more odds and ends here and there. And then I actually would like to, I was thinking of getting back. Lametes Malachas were almost finished, like we mentioned in the past. The only big one that we still have to do is Haitzah, carrying. Now, the only thing is with that, with the Malacha of Haitzah, which is a very, very big Malacha, and it'll take a long, long time, many people live in areas where they have an Erev, and the halachas of Haitzah really don't apply to them too much. So I want to hold off with that for now. And we have some other small malachas to go through. But before we get to that, I'd like to move on, Bezras Hashem. After Hachana, we started talking about the Isser of Vedabed Dover, what you could talk about on Shabbos, and Mimsar Chefsecha a little bit, possibly, which is sort of like a first cousin to an extent, with Vedabed Dover, and how we work those items. There's some other things also which come up, Shtarei Hedyotis, which is like looking at bills, certain things, what you could look at on Shabbos, what you can't. And they're sort of like in the same area, if you want to call it. And actually, the Sefer Klolim has a whole Sefer written on, it's called Halicha Kriya V'Dibur, Halicha Kriya V'Dibur on Shabbos. He has a whole Sefer on that. So I would like to, Bezras Hashem, hopefully after Achana, start to work possibly from... we've been working with the Sefer Klolim also with Achana, but to work with the Sefer Klolim on those in Yonim, and especially zooming a little bit more in on the deeper part as to what one could say on Shabbos, what one can say on Shabbos, like where do we draw the line, right? In other words, like this, when is there a... You know, it's not a nice thing to talk about a certain thing by the Shabbos table. And when is it actually an Isser? Like if I say, well, tonight I'm going to be driving my car to go to 45th Street or whatever. So that you're not allowed to say. And then, but there's other things, like if somebody talks about certain things by the Shabbos table or whatever, or on Shabbos period, it might be a little bit of a zilzal or something that's not so nice to talk about on Shabbos, but to say it's osur per se, it's hard to say. So we want to try and go through that a little bit, possibly Kriya, like I said, what you could read, what you could look at, what you can look at, Mimsei Chefsecha a little bit, some of those in Yonim, from the Sefer Klolim, because I think it's something, although it's not one of the Lametes Malachas per se, none of the things I just mentioned, but those are very, those are things which I think many people are not so aware of. They're not, it's, I myself, some of these things are not so clear, and we want to try and get a handle on it a little bit. So Bezras Hashem, I hope to work on that after Hachana. Now talking about Dibur, I just want to real quickly to go through Sefer, the Sefer Klolim brings down a page Peches. We've spoken about in the past that in general, plain Dibur, plain talking, is not an Isser of Hachana. Like for example, you're allowed to, for example, you know, I could ask my friend to come from Alava Malka. We spoke about that. Or let's say, for example, he brings down an example, Mutar Loimar L'Chaveri. He asks his friend if they could, there's an asifa tonight in a certain place or whatever, right? If they would like to come, or if they could come, or whatever the case is. Or they could mention it in shul, right? Tonight we're making this, we're doing that, Alava Malka, whatever the case might be. He brings down also Mutar L'Hazman Chaveri. L'simcha b'yom chayil, right? That's another thing. You know, I'd like to have you come to my simcha, whatever the case is. So the thing is so like he brings it down. We've spoken about this in the past. When you're talking in general, when you're talking, unless it's tied into an action, like, you know, I'm going to go to sleep tonight because I'm going to go to sleep during the day a little longer because it's Shavuos. So it's tied into an action. So then you have that's really problematic. But just stop talking, like the cases we brought down before. He says mutter had. Dibur, Alpha Pisha Bediburai, Nimsa Mechim Meshab Zachal. Stam talking is not the Isser of Hachana. Vatam, the reason is, Shadibur Le Nachshav Tircha. I don't think if we mentioned that, but he brings down, well, the talking itself is not Tircha, and the whole Hachana is tied into some sort of a Tircha, even albeit maybe a small little Tircha. But the talking itself is not considered under guidelines, quote unquote, Tircha per se. Therefore, the various different cases, like I said, you want to invite your friend from Lava Malka tonight or to be Mishtata for something, whatever. And there's no Isser in what you're asking them to do, right? You're not talking about an Isser whereby it would be Badava Davra. I'm not, you know, if you ask your friend to, well, could you come tonight and fix my electric, I want you to come tonight and fix my electric switch or whatever. Okay, that's already, that falls under Badava Davra because you're telling them, or you're talking about doing a Malacha after Shabbos. But just stam like this, Malava Malka, Simcha, and Asifa, whatever these various different type of things, even though it's for after Shabbos, and there's no Isser in saying it, there's no Isser in having them come, right? So, but still it could be Hachana, right? If somebody does something that's perfectly allowed to on Shabbos, like washing dishes or whatever, and but they're doing it for after Shabbos, that is Hachana, right? There's no Isser in washing the dishes if you do it the right way. And I'm not saying something I'm going to be doing for after Shabbos. So, but the action itself is not allowed because you're doing it for after Shabbos. But when it comes to talking, I just wanted to explain that a little bit deeper, even though we did talk about that in the past. So he just goes on to say, "Asur kishemaske peula," but it's not allowed to be said the peula, the action. She'asur la'asayse b'Shabbos. That if the action can be done on Shabbos, for yomtev or an yomtev vishum b'davadavad, that is not allowed. Like we said, darshin and shalay yehay dibur shel Shabbos kedibur shel chol. Right? That's when talking is not allowed. So that's, I just wanted to make the distinction today that you have talking which is allowed, even though it looks like hachana, but like inviting a friend or whatever, and then you have talking that's not allowed, whereby it's tied into an action that's not allowed to be done on Shabbos, which is the Isra of Adaba Dava, which we did talk about in the past, but just seeing the separation between hachana and the Dabba Dabber. Okay, just to finish off on along the same lines, which we spoke about a little bit, but just real quickly, as in reference to Ataris Nedarim, if somebody wants to be Matar and Neder, you know, do Ataris Nedarim or something along the likes, and it's for something that's for after Shabbos, that comes into a problem with talking. So why would that be different? If it's for Shabbos, okay, then it's allowed in general. If there's a tzarech for Shabbos or something along those lines, so why would that be different? Also, b'Shabbos la'ater neder im einer tzarech Shabbos, shalidei hatoris nedarim. Even though it's just talking, nase shinoi hilachti b'achefetz. In other words, there's a change that's actually coming out of it, right? By you doing something shekoydim haya also before this thing, this action or whatever that you're being mata neder on, right? For after Shabbos was also v'achshav hu muter. Now it's muter. So there's actually an action taking place on Shabbos, just like by sleep. So if you do that on Shabbos, that you can't do, right? So that's an interesting way of looking at it, even though it's going to take place after Shabbos. I'm being matar neder on something that I do always on Sunday, or it's something I always do on Monday, for example, but so why don't you do it Sunday, Monday? Because now it's Shabbos half time. Okay, so now you're coming into a problem. By the place and time where I invite somebody, it's not a question of I'm doing it now because half time. I'm doing it. I'm asking them if we would like to come up. But over there, you actually there's an action that's being taken place because you're muttering something that was also before with your speaking. So therefore, you can't do Hataris Nedarim. Shalei Litzarech Shabbos, unless it was for a Tzarech of Shabbos. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Baruch Hu Kol Tov.